going on? It is the world famous K-Rock. I'm Megan Holiday, joined by Cold War Kids.
Hey,
we are out here broadcasting live and hanging out at the third year of the Beach Life Music Festival. And you guys really, this is kind of your own backyard. You formed in Fullerton. A lot of you guys are from around here.
It's strange. So my dad actually lives in Redondo Beach, really close to here.
That's awesome.
And yeah, so I spend a lot of time here. It's great.
Is your dad going to come out and watch today?
Oh, yeah.
That's epic.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. I mean, this is one of my most favorite festivals because it really is about the music and it has just kind of a, you know, friends and family vibe. And it's just really nice.
It's reminding me now of we were just at Ohana Festival.
Mm-hmm. A couple years ago.
Kind of like.
Or like.
Down the beach.
Yeah, just down the coast. Yeah. I love the beach festivals, you know, just way more relaxed and fun. And we were kind of talking earlier about, you know, how things were obviously very strange. You've played some shows since, you know, things have kind of opened up a bit. And one of the weirder things that you guys got to play in the old Pandy was actually a K-Rock show where you played in Huntington Beach and you were performing, but everybody kind of had to watch you from their balconies at the hotel.
Yeah, we were on the roof of one. It was like on the roof of one building and then in the hotel rooms were like this, you know, like 20 stories high and all the guests could watch from their balconies, which
it felt like a science fiction film or something.
Yeah,
it felt like everyone's
strange.
In their pods, Star Wars-y.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Bizarre.
I remember seeing the photos and videos and I was like, I mean, it's cool because we're trying to keep the concerts going and the music going, but it was just such a strange time. And, you know, and I was kind of telling you guys earlier, I was like, I was so used to being alone for so long and now coming back out, I just feel like I'm still getting my sea legs with it all.
Totally.
It's all
very strange. I mean, the tour that we did at the end, end of pandemic, if there was such a thing, was we did this Kings of Leon tour and immediately it was like 20,000 people all over the South and East Coast. And like, yeah, the intensity of that experience of not being around crowds for so long and just immediately being in a group of people that large. And like, it was crazy. I mean, there's nothing like it.
I know the energy, I think coming back to whatever your first concert was back, you know, whoever you are, it was electric. You know, it's like you're so excited, but at the same time, you still kind of have that fear.
Yeah, mixture of
totally.
Strange.
A lot of emotions, but I'm so excited to get to see you guys because it's been a long time and I've been a really big fan since, you know, Robbers and Cowards, 2007. And then you guys just did a few of the New Age Norms albums.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing some really awesome collaborations, one of which we were talking about earlier. You did a song with a band called Arkells, who are really big in Canada.
Yep.
As you were saying, and the song is called Past Life.
Uh-huh.
This is just a really uplifting song. So can you talk a little bit about the song and how that came together?
They had approached us and just had thrown out this song. I like how they work. It was very fast and they were working in a studio in LA and it was, again, like pandemic time where I kind of walked in there. I was like, okay, you know, let's do it. And it's cool, like this concept of past life. He had this lyric in the first verse that was like, I'm a little wallflower. What is it? Like, it's like I'm a little wallflower screaming one headlight. And
oh,
I was like, whoa,
God.
I like that. And so I kind of just like quickly wrote this verse about I'm thinking I have a Bob Dylan hat on.
Oh yeah, Bob Dylan hat. Yes. Wallflowers played last year. Yeah.
We're huge Bob Dylan, like real nerds, so I had this line that was like, I feel like Bob Dylan's son, always in the shadows, and like in this thing of past lives, and I like the idea of like, I don't know, playing into that father son thing and the past life thing, and. Yeah, the song came out great and just was happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, it was just really, I don't know, I just feel like you guys are having fun again. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but seeing the music video for Two Worlds, where you guys are piled in the old school VW bus, and it just, to me, it just felt like, you know, going back to the beginnings
and you guys
just having a great time.
I think that totally was the intention. Like, it's strange to like, you know, make the plans and like, let's go shoot a music video and to have the attitude of like with pandemic and all things considered, just like, you know, just kind of doing it to do it and have fun. And we've been doing a lot of, I guess for lack of a better word, like little things, one-off things, not like a whole record campaign, but doing the, we did this song with the Knox and
yes.
Nobody But Me, and that came out really cool, and just like was another, like the pandemic was kind of a perfect opportunity to be collaborative with people where you could, like for that song, I was never in the room with them, you know, just like recorded these vocals in a different place and sent it to them, and they were like, cool, and it was like, cool. You know, getting to do stuff like that we in some ways just didn't maybe have the time or wasn't on our radar as much. And so, yeah, it definitely forced us to be creative and find new ways to get music out.
I think what I really like about that song too is you had said something about how, you know, you can have everything in the world. You can have every material thing, but if you don't have love, you don't have anything.
Yeah.
I thought that was just really beautiful.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I love how that song came out. It's a very, like, it's a soul jam, and, like, yeah, I don't know. I think the world is, we're obsessed with billionaires and millionaires and people who have everything and looking at them and wishing that we had it, and it's really, like, so I took that to the most extreme place. Like, the lyric is, like, you could be off the grid on a private island, your sun and sand and drink in hand, but those fantasy won't make your headlines. You'll raise your glass and find there's no one there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just love that. Like the idea of like a somebody, an Elon Musk, a Jeff Bezos, just being like, well, I made it as far as I possibly could from
no
all other people. And this is the natural, as far as it goes, to have everything and to be totally alone. And it's like,
yep.
Yeah. Strange. It's a strange world we live in.
It really is. But I've always appreciated that about your guys' music, you know, about the lyrics and just the feeling. I mean, one of my most favorite songs of yours, and this is coming from an alcoholic in recovery, but is that We Used to Vacation.
Yeah.
I can never get over that song. But I just remember like the first time hearing it and the storyline and feeling like I could see a movie in my head. And
we're gonna play it today.
Are you really? Oh my God.
I think it's like our oldest song that we still play like every show.
I love it so much. That makes me so happy.
Good, good.
So what is the future for Cold War Kids right now looking like?
Working on music and just looking at, you know, touring stuff will come. I think we've just like all the talking about all the things we've done. I think it's just like sort of just being patient through this time and waiting for that next. We did so much touring for so many years. Like this whole time, I think it was a good time to reflect, you know, be with family and to kind of just be so grateful for all that we have done. And like talking to our booking agent, our manager, different people that are like, you know, you guys have toured more than any artist that we, you know, work with. And so like, take a moment and don't be, you know, that band that's so eager, the first, you know, sort of first round out of pandemic, like, you know, take a moment. And so that's kind of what we're doing. So it's great to be here and do this close to home.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to come and chat. It's always so good to see you. Can't wait to watch you.
Yeah.
Cold War Kids, I'm Megan Holiday. It's the world famous K-Rock, and we're here at Beach Life.